I'll tell you this funny story. It's like when I'm having sex, and it's like, you know, my girlfriend is like, oh, you know, like pull out and just fucking blow a big ass load on me, you know? And they're like, yeah, I want it all over me, just all over me. And then you pull it out and you just got this little drip. And like, and it just drips onto your hand. And you're like, yeah, take that. Bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. Welcome to another episode of Aussie After Hours. This week I'm joined by Joey Bender, Jimmy Sadek, and Mark Gretchy Gretch. This episode of Aussie After Hours is brought to you by Muscle Nutrition. Check out their awesome range of products, including their ThermoBurn 2 protein. So check that out. We've got the ads made for Muscle Nutrition now, so I bet you'll be hearing that ad throughout the show, and which is nice. It's nice to have that ad in there. But boys, welcome to another episode. I mean, we've been getting some massive response. We got up to 128, or maybe even higher, through iTunes. So that's pretty impressive, and I know you've been getting a bit of attention from it, Joey. Oh, I'm not even going to speak about it.
Why not?
No, we're not going to speak about it. All I'm saying is, well, how's everyone's week, man?
No, fuck that. I want to hear about it. You can't say that.
No, I was just talking to Zave today, like maybe, I don't know, it's not even since Aussie Astro. Like, obviously, I mean, you get it, like, everyone here would get a few guys and girls inboxing, asking weird shit, wouldn't they?
Yeah,
and that's all I'm saying. Like, obviously, you know, you get, once your name's out there and you kind of get a few fucking friends on Facebook, you get a few people inbox you, and sometimes it's a bit creepy.
Yeah, let's name and shame them, because I want to see if they're the same ones.
No, I'm not.
Why? Who gives a fuck? They're obviously creeps. Like, half of them probably aren't real people.
No, I know the one that I'm thinking of, Joey, and she is a creep, and she's a real person, and she's half German Shepherd, half Rottweiler. She's a fire. Oh, yuck. No, this is, get this, right? She's one of those girls who'll take 1,000 photos to look good in one, post it on Facebook, but hot tip, love, it doesn't help you because in real life, you still look like a mutt.
Hey, listen, do you honestly think that these people are just messaging you now because of Aussie After Hours, Joey?
No, I've been messaging me for fucking ages.
Oh, okay then. Because after hearing what Jimmy just said, if this girl listens to the show, or any girl that's been messaging you lately that listens to the show is going to be thinking that he's talking about her.
There's heaps of girls that inbox me.
Yeah.
There's probably about five girls now thinking, fuck, and they're going to totally change their habits. So, anyway, boys, Ben, how's your week been? Apart from getting these messages and stuff like that, how's your week been?
It's been fucking great, man. I'll tell you what happened. So Jimmy and myself and Mick Galley, we've been doing we're kind of treating it like a comp, the whole Vegas trip. You know, we want to get in some decent condition and anyways, we're dieting. All three of us are dieting at the moment, and I'm laying in bed. This was like Tuesday night, I think. And I was laying in bed, and you know, at night you just get fucking so hungry. And I'm just thinking, oh, fuck it. Jimmy and Mick would be doing the exact same thing right now. 11:30 on a Tuesday night, they'd be fucking hungry waiting for breakfast in the morning. And just as I'm thinking that, I get a phone call. And it's Mick, he calls me. He's like, Joey, I'm off my fucking head. Like 10 wet pussies, fucking on the JD, and I'm just fucking smashed, bro. And I'm like, oh, well, fuck on. I thought you'd be in bed fucking hungry. And apparently he took a nice friend out on a, I don't know what the fuck he was doing, but he was out on a fucking Tuesday night getting smashed. And
you're getting so much trouble for this.
Oh, no, he was at Broadbeach, wasn't he? Because he was sending me texts that night too.
Well, the thing is, okay, Mick's very fucking, he's good with getting back to me, you know? Like, if I tag him in something on Instagram or on Facebook, bang, he likes it straight away. He's always on his phone. And I fucking went, it was like I tagged him on an Instagram thing, and he didn't like, he didn't fucking look at it for like 4 hours. I'm like, what the fuck's this cunt up to? He's doing something. You know, this isn't him. And then I get this call, he's off his head on a Tuesday night. But he called me the next day at fucking 7 a.m, so he recovered all right. But I thought that was a bit funny for a midweek kind of something that goes on in the life.
Yeah, that's Scally for you, though. Scally doesn't have a weekend. Every day is Saturday.
That's funny.
Doesn't matter. He wakes up every day, it's a Saturday morning. He doesn't work, doesn't do nothing.
No, he's working hard there.
Why? He's got 2 clients a week and he pretends to be working for Xavier. He makes 3 phone calls for Xavier. Yeah, 2 clients a week and that's it.
Nah, he trains a lot of people.
Nah, he does. I know he does. I'm just taking the piss.
Yeah, the calls I've had from Bender this week, it feels like I'm training him.
I feel bad because, Bender, you don't even call me.
You don't want his calls.
I don't want anyone's calls this week. I'll be that fucking busy. And the amount of calls I've ignored or SMSs I've forgotten to reply to. My mum's in fucking Hawaii at the moment, and she messaged me, told me that she's made, oh, well, my mum and dad are, that they've met people and having a great time and that, and it's taken me 2 days to reply. I felt so fucking bad.
Just say it took ages for the text to send from
Hawaii. But yeah, there's probably a few messages in there that I still haven't replied to.
Yeah. The same thing happened to me the other week. Mum gave me a call.
Get it, you liar.
No. Mum gave...
Your mum's not in fucking Hawaii.
No, she's not in Hawaii, no.
Well, then you're lying. Okay, tell your story.
No, she gave me a call the other week, and I've been...
No, don't tell your story.
Come on. No, she gave me a call the other week, and I said, oh, mum, it's cool if I give you a call back in 5 minutes, because halfway through doing something, and I just fucking totally forgot. And then 2 days later, I gave her a call, and I was like, she gave me a call again. I said, mum, I wouldn't ask you this unless I was doing something halfway through something. I said, can I give you a call in 5 minutes? She's like, will you this time? And she was like all disappointed. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Great fucking story. Great story.
Yeah. Thanks, mate.
That's just riveting, actually.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it? Oh.
Well, anyway, boys. That's a great end to the show.
Wait a minute.
I'd like to say goodbye to all our sponsors. Off.
Apart from that, anyway, I had a good fucking week. I was just telling Jimmy about this a bit before the show, but I think Bender came in on the conversation and we just kind of lost it. But end up, you know how they have those those deals on the betting agencies? They have, you know, you sign up, you put $500 in your account, and they give you like the same bet, like a free bet.
Didn't you say this on Aussie Muscle Radio?
Yes, you did. Yeah. I was going to say that.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
why do you think I'd want to listen to this twice?
It's not that.
Anyway,
sorry.
Oh, I thought it was a good story. I won $450.
Yeah, but that's the story. That's what you got to do.
I want a 50-inch TV. I mean, I went and bought a 50-inch TV. Nice. Life's improved.
How expensive was this TV for $450? It wouldn't be that great.
No,
TV.
No. I spent more than $450. It was about, I think it was about $700 or something.
Was it PalSonic instead of Panasonic? Or
No.
Sony?
No, it was Sonic. Sonic's that fucking shitty brand TV, isn't it?
What is?
They call it a Sonic.
Sonic, yeah, Sonic. Do you know all of those shitty brands like PalSonic, not Panasonic, but PalSonic?
Yeah.
Sonic and that, they're all actually owned by Sony and Panasonic.
Oh, mate, well, I've got a Sony upstairs and a Panasonic in my room. And I fucking love them, the Panasonic Vieira.
Because you're rich. Xavier's
no,
poor.
I'm not.
Xavier has to gamble his money to hopefully earn a living. Yeah, I can imagine Xavier drowning his sorrows away, losing all his money at the TAB every week. Do you play pokies, Xavier?
No, I'm not a pokies. I bet on stuff that I know I can win.
I love the pokies.
I put honestly, like in my Betfair account, I put in $30 about, I don't know how long ago it was. I don't make any big bets. So I put $30 in, like maybe it's about when I moved to Perth, so probably about 6 months ago. I've turned that into I've got a grand in there now. So I only make like $10 bets and stuff just to make games interesting, like games of sports that I don't really follow that much.
Fuck that. I'm not a gambler. What about you, Bender? Are you going to be gambling in Vegas, you reckon?
I can tell you this 100%. This is probably something you guys never knew about me. Why the fuck would you know about? This is a story. I have never, ever, and I will never, ever gamble in my life.
Good.
That's a, no, but that's a good thing. You've got the worst temper ever.
I could imagine
what happened if you lost.
You would be a problem gambler. All you'll need is one good win, and that's the rest of your life gone.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, mate. I had an uncle that was fucked over, hardcore gambling, just debt, everything, just fucked. But so that's the main reason I never started it, because I was always brought up, no, never, 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 never. And I went through, mate, it didn't even fucking faze me walking through Las Vegas and everything. I've never ever been tempted to do any of that. There's so much better things to do than lose money. Mate, this is the thing. I stayed at Encore when I was there last time in March, and I don't know if you guys have heard much about Encore Wynn, but it's the creme de la creme of all hotels to stay in Vegas. And my girlfriend and I were at the time were in the elevator, and there was this fucking like Asian American guy on his phone, big Britlin watch and everything. He goes, oh, yeah, Tuesday I like lost $200,000, but then I won $600,000 just before, and I was like, fucking hell. Some cats have got some money, aren't they? Yeah.
Hey, hold on a second, I'll be back. So talk about something that has nothing to do with me.
All right. I've got something to tell you. The other day, Holly went on like a cleaning spree, like it was through her house, like on the weekend, like to the point where it was excessive. Like she cleaned the whole house for like 4 hours or something. And then we ended up going out. We headed out to this is actually when we went to buy the TV. And we went and got like a boost juice. So, you know, you order the boost and then you wait there and you wait at the kind of the counter kind of thing. And there's like a bit of like juice spill on the outside. She picks up the serviette and starts wiping up the mess there on the boost fucking. On like the counter thing there. Do you think that's fucking weird, Bender? Because we're just standing there waiting, and she picks up the serviettes and just starts wiping shit down.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Yeah, what's up? I just wanted to check out with you guys, because I was like, that's fucking... Do you think that's strange, Jimmy?
That's, yeah, all types are strange. Let them do their job.
Yeah, Dave, that's what I said. I said, why would you start cleaning their fucking bench? And she goes, she just started like, she looked at me and just kind of laughed. She's like,
wait,
I can't stop.
Hang up one sec, hold up. Oi, Gamble, you there?
Yo.
Oi, Gretchy's just ducked out, all right? Oi, boys. This is Gretchy's best mate, Gamble. He's coming to Vegas with us too. Joey, we've spoken about him a bit.
Yeah.
He's going to tell the most fucked up Gretch story you've ever heard. Gamble, floor is yours, brother.
Guys, just in case if my heart rate's fairly high, I'm just doing Vegas cardio, so just letting you know that.
Very nice.
I just messaged Gretchy about 20 minutes ago and told the overgrown meatball to put me on the show. And he goes, I can't because you're not here. So wait till he gets back on the line, the fucking faggot. And I'll tell him that I'm on. I've got about five, but I'll choose the worst one. All right, end of last year, stereo's coming up. Everyone's getting shredded. Gretchy's like, oh, I don't know if I should come or not. I'm there going, come on, man, you got to come. He's like, oh, who are you going with? I told him all my mates, which are half his age because he's 40. And he's like, all right, yeah, sweet. He's like, yep, sweet, I'll come. It's not like he would look any different. The cunt's fucking 120 kilos. All my way to 40. Anyways, he comes along. We're out the front. He pops a few too many lollies. He got a full bag of lollies. Anyways, we go in.
How many weeks out was it at this point?
Oh, I don't know how many weeks out. But, yeah, he's at stereo. I got him to stereo. He's hanging out with all my mates. He looks like the dad of the bunch. He looks like he's taking us all on a fucking field trip. We're not going on any field trip. We're going to Cloud Nine. we head straight in. Gretchy's paranoid as all hell because he's already had four lollies before he even got in. Mind you, he brought in more. Head in there, partying away. Gretchy goes to me, Gamble, I just got to go up to the stands for a second. I go, why? He goes, man, I just every single festival, I just got to sit down and I just got to think. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? He goes, I just got to go up there. I'm just going to go sit up there. I go, all right, whatever. I think it is jamming me up. 10 minutes later, where's Gretchy? He's sitting up in the stands by himself with his glasses on, head back, just bopping his head.
What the fuck is going on?
Remember that time you told me that I wasn't going to be on this radio show? Guess what? I'm on the radio show. Stop talking.
I was talking to a customer and I could hear your voice and I said, this isn't happening right now.
You're midway through a story, mate. I don't like how you interrupt. But anyways, we're at stereo. He's up there sitting by himself. And I thought, he's up there for a good hour by himself, just bopping his head, thinking about his feelings. I just got to go up there. Everyone's looking at him. So I went out there, sat next to him. He goes to me, I went to talk, and he goes, shh. I go, what? He goes, shh. I go, what? He goes, just take it in, man. Just take it in. I'm like, take what in? I thought he had something in his hands. Okay, take what? He goes, just take it in, man. Just, I close my eyes, put my head back, realize that we both look like the two biggest idiots at the whole festival with our eyes closed and our heads back, bopping our heads. I just go, Gritty, I've got to go back down there. He said, keeps his eyes closed. He goes, yeah, sweet, tweezy, man. I'll see you later. Stays up there. Oh, anyways, day gets worse. Night gets worse. We're leaving. Emma's picking us up. Don't know why. We go to this park. Me and Gretchen are the only two in this big whole park. It's like a kilometre by a kilometre. We're laying there.
I like to lay down after a festival.
No, you're an idiot. And in then he goes, and he goes to me, he goes, hey, Gamble. I just go, yeah, man. He goes, don't you just love it when, like, you lay down and, like, your whole body goes straight in that? I just go, what the fuck did you just say to me? He turns around, he just realised what he said to me. He just goes, oh, nothing, man. Don't worry about it. I just go call Emma. So Emma comes and gets us, and then we start driving off. Gretchen had to jump back out of the car and get his jaw that he left on the field. Went and picked up his jaw, jumped back in the car. We're driving home, and it's like, what have you had? He's got his fingers out, his toes out, trying to count how many he had. Oh, it at least went on for days. And then the Tuesday blues kicked in. 3 days later, I come to World Gym, walk in, there's a whole crowd around reception. I'm going, what's going on? And I see Gretchen sitting in the staff room eating his food with a big hoodie on. I just go, what are you doing, mate? I go, there's people out here. Looks at his food, looks out at all the people. There's about 10 people waiting to be served. He goes, fuck them. puts his head back down and just keeps eating. So I'm a bit unsure about Gretchen in Vegas, to be honest. After this one.
Yeah, you know 100% that I'm going to be leading the pack. Like, everyone's talking it up.
You're going to be in the park laying down, talking about how mad it is laying straight. That's where you're going to be. We both know it.
Why are you huffing and puffing? Are you doing cardio?
Yeah, I'm doing Vegas cardio. It's different. It's different to normal cardio. It's Vegas cardio. It's a bit faster. It's more intense. It's burpees in between. But I'm excited to go on a bender with Bender. And, yeah, Xavier, you seem like you got a very cuddled personality.
Thank you.
Your voice is very subtle as well. I listen to it late at night in bed.
Good. Does it put you to sleep?
No, it wakes me up because I'm so excited to meet you.
Oh, good.
No, I'm just joking. I'm excited to meet Bender. I'm just joking. Oh, I'm out of here. I've done my half an hour cardio. I've told the story.
Thanks, awesome. Gimbal.
Hey, all right, see you later.
Come visit me at the shop. I need to talk to you anyway.
Oh, here we go. Great. Can you make me a shake?
I'll make you a shake. I'll make you more than a shake, a little fuck.
Just don't lay in the park, man. That's all I ask. All right, I'm out of here.
Gimbal.
Pardon?
Gimbal. I'm trying to fucking find you on Instagram. What's your Instagram name?
It's gone.
No, I'm still here. I'm all over it. I'm taking over the show, Xavier. Professor.
Recommend him to you, Bender.
Hashtag me in him, yeah. Fucking at me in him.
Fuck, Jesus Christ. All right, Bender. I just said I'd be mates with you, mate. I don't want to get fucking married or anything. All right, I'm out of here.
See you, mate. Yeah, thanks for being on the show.
What a fuckwit.
Yeah.
That was insane. I liked it.
Is he your age?
No, he's 10 years younger than me. We're like best mates and he's 10 years younger than me.
He'd be your age, Bender.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's 10 years younger than me, yeah. You want to look at him, he's an ugly fuck, receding hairline and everything, but he's, 20 years old.
That's fuck.
Yeah.
Did you like that, Gretch?
Was that you again?
Oh,
that
mate.
Set that up.
Yeah, bro.
They stitch up.
Oh, well, big deal. That was nothing.
I've heard that story before. I wanted him to come to something different.
Fuck, there's a lot more. That's why I'm like, I'll get off easy. I don't care. Oh, big deal. I laid down in a park. Fucking hell, my life's over.
Anyway, boys, on that note, we're going to head to a break.
Oh, we're going to put a shit song on, eh?
No, we're going to let Muscle Juice be heard. We've got ads made up. So we're going to head to a break. We'll be about probably 30 seconds, and then we'll be back.
Sweet.
Thermalburn Burn Protein, the world's most potent, fat-shredding thermogenic protein. It's clinically dosed with CLA, African mango, raspberry ketones, green coffee beans, and green tea extracts. A full-spectrum protein that assists with burning fat, natural water depletion, and it also increases focus and energy with added branched chain amino acids for anti-catabolism and recovery. Available in 6 delicious flavors and in 2 convenient sizes. Demand it today from your local supplement store. Scoop, shake, and get shredded.
Welcome back to Aussie After Hours. Now, boys, we're going to do listener questions. We're going to jump straight into it. Christy Milham always has plenty of questions. First question, she says, if you had to choose a porn name for yourself, what would it be?
Hey, I've got this, okay? I want to tell you, this is how it's going to go, because there's an old thing that's got that you actually how you decide your porn star name was the name of the first street you grew up in, and the name of your animal, your first pet. So your street name's your surname, and your first pet's name is your first name, and that's your porn star name.
I've got a good one.
No, it's got to be, it can't be a good one. It's got to be a fucking legit one.
This is what it is. Peter Mount Pleasant.
That's good. What? Peter Mount Pleasant.
Mine's Fluffy Beresford. Fluffy Beresford.
Isn't it the street name first?
Yeah.
What's yours, Gretchy?
Wait, is it the street name first or the pet's name first?
It's the pet's name first.
Pet's name first?
Yeah.
Brandy Shane.
Brandy Shane. I'm Daisy. Daisy Joynton.
Ooh. I reckon, Bender, you and Gretchy fucking sound like fucking real bogan hookers.
Daisy Joynton sounds like a real hot porn star.
Brandy Shane looks like a single mother who can't make any money, and she's just gone into the porn industry to make a couple of bucks to raise a kid. Brandy Shane. Put food on the table.
I'm the biggest gigolo going around. Peter Mount Pleasant.
You know what disturbs me the most? You named a pet Peter. Was it a dog? How fucking...
No, it was a rabbit. Peter Rabbit.
Oh, you're fucked. No wonder you're weird. You had a pet rabbit. We ate rabbits. We're Maltese. Oh. We don't have pet rabbits.
Bit aggressive.
What? Jimmy. Aggressive?
Yeah.
Oh, no. We already got yours. What was yours again?
Fluffy Beresford.
I like that one. That's my favourite.
Yeah, I think Jimmy's is the best. What's the next question?
Okay, this is another one from Chrissy. This is a bit of a weird one. She says, do you watch yourself in the mirror while you masturbate? Gretchy?
I've never done that once.
Me neither.
How do you Bender? Fucking watch yourself in the mirror when you got your head covered with a pillow?
I did once, and then I couldn't stop laughing at my face. So I was like,
you
were jerking
off at yourself.
No, that's pretty much. But man, the bottom of your dick is not a fucking good looking thing. It's got like a. It's got a line up it from your scrotum to the top of your dick. It's like she's like, oh.
Well, you're laughing at your face? Like your facial expressions?
Yeah. Now I know why my girlfriend's always laughing at me.
Oh, that's funny.
Maybe you should start covering your head with a pillow.
Yeah, I think I will. I'll have to do it. I'll try it in Vegas.
Not with me there, you won't, cunt.
You know what's happening? Bobby and I are sharing a bed.
That's going to be awkward.
Oh, dear. That's only going to be trouble. All right,
well, we're 5 foot tall, so we'll fit well.
Yeah. You can probably fucking top and tail and fucking not even reach each other.
I'm just embarrassed about what my face could possibly look like. I'm actually going to go home, pull off while I'm looking at myself in the mirror, and Snapchat all you motherfuckers.
I don't have Snapchat. You can't Snapchat me.
Yeah, I don't have Snapchat either.
You wouldn't be allowed to
have Snapchat. I swear to God, if you Snapchat me of you wanking in the mirror,
yeah.
I will screenshot it and upload it to Facebook tonight.
Done. I'll let you have a look at it for a second. I'll set Snapchat for 1 second view, and if you can catch me, you catch me.
I'll catch you if I can, baby.
I'll tell you what. I'll send you a pic that I screenshotted of Gamble when he Snapchatted me. I'll send it to you right now. If you post it on Facebook, then it's your blame.
Has any of you ever wanted to, like upload a picture of yourself, like, naked to Facebook and leave it there for 10 seconds and then delete it to see if anyone sees it?
Never, you creepy fuck.
Oh, I was just wondering. I've heard someone say it before. I've never wanted to do it. Bender, have you ever wanted to? You just laughed. So.
I have done it.
You have?
You would have, done it, you sick fuck.
And the only person who saw it was Rodney Williams.
Cool, you said the only person that saw it, his name was Rod. Bloody. All right, boys. Okay, moving on to the next question. We've got one from April Hunter here. She said, if you guys could choose a superpower between the ability to read people's minds or X-ray vision, what would you choose and why? And she has like a little preface thing here. She says, to make it more fun, your X-ray vision can be adjusted to see either right through stuff or just peel back the layers like clothes, etc. She said, love the show.
All right. Now that she's loved the show, I'll answer the question. I would choose to read people's minds because staring through people's clothes all day, seeing naked bodies would just get boring and take away from excitement.
Yeah. I would choose the opposite. I'd choose to have X-ray vision, but like, not to see through people's clothes, to look through fucking things like I'd try to get on Deal or No Deal and try to look through a fucking case and see like $200,000.
That's the dumbest fucking thing in the world. How many times have you been Deal or No Deal?
No, but you can try to get on there.
Why would you just go and play poker?
Yeah, or play poker, yeah.
No, I'll bet
yeah, but if you read the comments, you're better off chance of winning at poker.
You're guaranteed to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll play poker, man. No, there's heaps of situations.
Yeah, but that's reading people's minds.
I do read people's minds.
I just got that photo of Gun Gamble.
Yeah.
I'm going to post it on your wall.
No, don't. He'll kill me.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, Gamble. That's what you get for going on the show, you prick.
I'll leave it for a minute.
No, you got to tag him.
Alright, I'll tag him, leave it for a minute. Get going.
Okay. Okay, Jimmy, pretty much on that like same thing. Christy Milham has another question. She says, best or worst practical joke you have played on someone? Jimmy, you go first.
Alright, this is what happens, right? We get a fair decent amount of prac students from uni into our school, and they learn how to teach, basically, and we just watch them write observations on them, etc.
And you're a teacher, anyway, for people that don't know as well, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. And so what we decided to do one day with this prac student is, while I was teaching a class, I went through his bag and got his car key. Right? First thing I did, I went and opened up his car, drove his car like probably 3 or 4 blocks down the road, parked it, jumped out, ran back to school with his car keys. Then I got a cup. This is early in the morning. Got a cup, took his car key off, put it in a cup, filled it with water, and put it in the freezer. So froze the ice around the key. Right. So first the guy thought his key was on his key, like with all these other keys. So we've all left school, so we're talking to him on the phone. He walked all the way down to his car. We ended up directing where it was 2 hours later. Got there, realized he didn't have the fucking key. Right, lost his shit again. Then we went and told him where the key was. It was just said in the fridge. Right, he spent another half hour going through everything in the fridge, couldn't find it. Called us back and goes, "Dude, it's in the frozen cup. You're gonna have to defrost it." anyway, got to work the next morning and saw this cup. Like he obviously pegged his fucking cup against the brick wall, just to smash the cup open and get his key. Poor bloke didn't get home till 7 o'clock that night. We finished up at 3.
I would have pretty fucking joke.
That's a fucking kind of a thing to do.
I would have pinned it at your head. We did that to a mate once. We were at a club, and I went to go get my jacket out of his car, and I said, well, fuck this, I'm going to move it. So I moved it across the road to a car park across the road. Got wasted. 4 a.m., 5 a.m., whatever time it was, went back to the car. I was that blind, I totally forgot that we moved his car. Ended up going to the cop shop, reporting his car stolen. And then while I was sitting in there, I started to come to me, fuck, I moved his car. I didn't have the guts to tell him after we left the cop shop, after we reported stolen. We go, dude, I moved your car. When I went to get my jacket in, it's across the road.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Bender, what's your best?
To be quite honest, man, I can't even think of one. Like, I don't even think I've ever had a practical joke. Oh, would I? But I just seriously can't think of anything right now.
I don't have anything big. Like, I had, like, when me and my mates used to drink, like, I used to drink a lot more as a 16-year-old than I did as, like, an 18 or 19-year-old. And it was probably when I was about 16, I reckon. And I went out, I think I went to a party or something anyway. two of my mates got extremely drunk. One of them got so drunk he just was completely passed out. The other one passed out on the floor later on. And one passed out on my bed, so I didn't have a bed to sleep in, so he slept there. And he was sick as he was vomiting and everything. And then the other one was on the floor, and me and another mate was there as well. So we decided to get, like, what can we put on his face? We didn't have any markers or anything like that. So we ended up getting, like, a few tubes of toothpaste and then, like, just fucking shit that was sitting around my room, like sunflower seeds and just fucking all this shit and just put it in his ear and stuff. And we put it on, like, pasted one side of his face and he just rolled over onto the other side. And then the guy who passed out in my bed, we put the tube of toothpaste in his hand and said, look what you fucking did to my mate. Look what you fucking did to him. Like, how could you do that? And he's just like, fuck, sorry. He's like, sorry, man, the next morning. And he's like, oh, it's all right. He's like, you were really drunk. And we didn't even, yeah, nothing happened to us.
Jimmy, did you post that photo?
Yeah, I just deleted it right before I deleted it. Gamble messaged me and he goes, you're dead.
He just messaged me and said, I'll kill you, cunt.
What was the photo of?
Not telling.
I'll put it on an After Hours album page.
No, you can't. Don't put it on, it's bad.
That was funny, but it was on there for a good 5 minutes.
Has Gamble's got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Are they serious or what? How long have they been together for?
Yeah, no, they're serious.
Yeah.
They've been together a while.
Okay, boys, moving on to the next question from Chris Smith. He says, all the boys' sex fantasies. I've actually got one. Do you want me to go first?
No, I'm not saying my sex fantasy for Chris Smith's pleasure.
Well, it's not for Chris Smith, it's for everyone's pleasure.
It is for Chris Smith, but he's probably going to bet off to it while he listens.
Yeah, no, I pass. I pull the pass.
I'm not saying it. And I know what Xavier's is going to be. He's going to talk about one of his trips to the sex shop.
With Holly and how he tongued her ass.
No, that's me. I do the tonguing of the asses.
Oh, yeah.
Get it right.
What's your pleasure, Xavier?
What's my pleasure? What's my
fantasy?
What's
your fantasy? Whatever.
It was a bit weird. It's like the other night, I woke up, I had a dream, and you know when you wake up and you're just real fucking horny, you're just like, fuck. And I woke up and I remember, oh, fuck, I had a dream last night. And it was just for some reason, I don't know why, but ever since then I've had this fantasy, and I've never thought about it before, but like Holly was wearing like, it was just like, it was pretty plain. It was like she's wearing like a red singlet and then like red lipstick and all this type of stuff. She had this like vibe going on. And then ever since then, that's pretty much all I want.
Your sexual fantasies are boring.
Hey, can I just say something? Like, who the fuck would have a sexual fantasy over their girlfriend?
Oh, that's so boring.
Yeah, you're weird, man.
Oh, man. I thought you were going to say something juicy.
Nah,
I didn't have anything juicy.
Like, being in court with Judge Judy and her ripping her clothes off and sitting to you and something fucking weird. But not that.
No, it's not weird, but it's ever since
my sexual fantasy to Judge Judy, just so you don't know. But anyway, yeah, what was yours?
I said mine.
It's not weird, it's just that when you want Holly to listen to the show and be like, oh my god, Dave.
You're trying to make it up.
She's not American, mate.
Fucking you get in trouble before.
She's not American, Joey. Oh my god, Xavier. She's not a fucking American.
No, she doesn't listen to the show, so.
Oh, bullshit.
She doesn't.
She listens every episode 100%.
Yeah.
I guarantee you she doesn't, because I've said stuff and she asked me what we talked about last week on the show. I guarantee.
She's testing you.
Huh?
Has she brought up that you told everyone that you've licked her ass twice?
Oh, no, I told her.
I see you told her. You should have used that as a test. She would have brought it up.
No, I mentioned it. And she was
probably,
like,
boy, in all seriousness, she would listen to the show because she probably got a bit of a thing for Bender.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, you got awkward.
Ow.
Must be some truth behind it.
Yeah.
Okay, get to the next question. It's a boring one.
Okay, next question. Matt Mahomes, he says, let's hear how you guys lost your virginity.
I've got a really funny story. Can I tell this?
I don't think I know it.
I've told you this. Emma's here. I've told you this. I was at a party and I took a chick out back in the alleyway.
Oh, yeah.
And it was her first time too, so this is a very memorable moment for her. And I thought, fuck, I've got to do this properly. It's the first time. And I need to, pull some moves out. So I thought I'm going to do the whole porn star thing and picked her up, wrapped her legs around me and slammed her on a brick wall and started going at it. And then I realized that, fuck, she's getting heavier. She's not helping out here. She's dead weight.
She passed out.
I fucking knocked her out. I knocked her out cold when I slammed her on the brick wall.
And were you still having sex with her?
I was still having sex with her.
That's rape.
It's not rape. She was consented to it. She came after about 2 minutes. But,
Well, you're already finished up and gone.
No, what was her? No. But anyway, she pretended like nothing happened until I saw her. I met up with her again a week after. And she told me, as you do realise you knocked me out. And I apologise. But then she, it was funny because then she showed me the lump in her head and everything. But yeah, that was my first time. I can't believe I haven't sold that story before.
No, that was good. I liked that.
Knocked the poor bitch out cold.
Oh, so he's having sex with someone who is basically asleep.
That's now I know what Xavier's fantasy is.
Now I'll be thinking about it every night now. I'll be like,
Can I tell you another thing too? And I don't know if this makes me weird. When you were talking about your fantasy and you woke up all horny and that, has anyone ever had a wet dream?
No, never.
Neither have I.
Never, ever.
I think I'm asking too much.
Yeah, no, Gretchy, I'm the same. I went to the doctor about it once because all my mates were having it. I was never having it. And I was like, what the fuck's going on? But I was just juicing it too much. That's why I've only got raindrops. I'll tell you this funny story. It's like when I'm having sex, and it's like, you know, my girlfriend is like, oh, you know, like pull out and just fucking blow a big ass load on me, you know? And they're like, yeah, I want it all over me, just all over me. And then you pull it out and you just got this little drip. And like, and it just drips onto your head and you're like, yeah, take that.
Make sure the lights out and just start spitting on
us. Yeah. All dust comes out, eh? And you're trying to squeeze it from wherever it comes from, but nothing's coming out.
Yeah, that's all right. Good. You got the same as me.
You know what happens with me? I don't know, I'll just look at him. I don't know if I should say this. But after we've done the deed and hardly anything comes out, she'll stare at me and she goes, you fucking pulled off today, haven't you? But not.
Hey, Emma, I'll tell you right now. He would have, about three times.
Oh, yeah. Now I just tell her every time. She'll message me. I said, fuck, I just wake up and it's already been three times.
Impressive.
Oh, yeah, I'm horny as fuck. What about you, Jimmy? Have you ever knocked a girl out while having sex?
Nah, tried multiple times.
Get to the next question. I don't want to hear Xavier's boring sex stories.
No. Let's move on. All right. Now, this next one's from RJ Ryan Johnson.
Shit name. Actually, really cool name. Could be a movie star or a basketball player.
Yeah, sounds like a basketball player.
But he's been on the couch for 3 years.
It says, what's Bender's all-time biggest meltdown?
Is there
one worse than you said? That's a good question.
Who said this?
This is RJ Ryan Johnson.
Okay. Fuck, my biggest meltdown. Is it? I don't know if I've told you this. Like, is it? Remember when I found out that my ex was cheating on me?
Yeah.
And remember? Yeah, that's probably the biggest meltdown I've ever had. I flipped the fuck out. And ended up in a remand centre.
Did ya? Why don't you tell me stuff? I was the best. We were very good friends.
Yeah, no, I went round to that fuckhead's house with his stupid fucking Audi and started, like, belting the fuck out of it. And he wouldn't come out. He just kept looking at me in the window, and then the coppers fucking... They didn't actually arrest me or anything. They just took me to the station. They saw I was a very distressed little man and had a big chat to me and everything. And Dad sorted it out, so... But, yeah, that's probably my biggest meltdown is when I just... I just didn't know what to do because what happened was I saw we'd just gotten back from Thailand this international trip, and this was like my first fucking girlfriend, proper girlfriend. And is everyone online?
Yeah,
And I trusted her like 100%, really trusted her, you know. And then she was kind of getting a bit fucking sus and everything, and so I went on to her Facebook one night and I kind of just guessed her password and went on there, and like there was this fucking, this guy, I'm not going to say his name, but they had this massive chat like the whole time we were in Thailand. They were talking and they'd fucking been rooting before that and everything. So I screenshotted it all, sent it to her, went off my fucking flip, went round to Boonies, our mate down here, and I was like, where the fuck does this guy live? Went round and just psycho, like, went crazy, man.
When you say Boonies, yeah, that's actually David Boone's son.
Yeah, Jack Boone, David Boone's son. But then, yeah, and to this day, I still find out fucking stories of her cheating on me. And I just laugh at it now. I love it.
You know, Tom, this is Tom for a Colin story. Hey, listen, can you make this little Colin story intro and insert it here?
Yeah, well, what do you want for it?
I don't know, like another Colin story or whatever the fuck.
Do I have to sing it?
No, it's just, I don't care. Get Holly to sing it. She's got a girl's voice.
All right, okay.
All right, done. All right, Colin story. Now, I started to, like, forget all of these Colin stories because there's that many of them and ones that you would just try and forget. But so I had to ask a couple of my mates and they told me a thousand of them. All right, so there was one time where we were all at a club and one of the girls that was with us that night was starting to get sick from drinking so much. So we're trying to get her some water. And you know those big water tank thingies like that you have in the offices and that you get a cup and you
Yeah.
Water cooler. Yeah. Anyway, there was a water cooler there, but they had no cups. So we were all pissed and my mate probably like best thing to do is if you picked up the whole like jug out of the water cooler, pull it off and walked out to the table and gave it to her. So we're all there like giving her water from the water cooler and Colin's sitting down on a chair just watching what was going on, and there's these guys that were watching us do this. So Colin just got up and started bashing a lot of them for no fucking reason. And security were there, police were there, just holding him down, and we all ended up getting kicked out. Colin, and then we ended up getting thrown into a taxi, driving off. And we go, Colin, what the fuck did you start bashing into these guys? And they were looking at us, Get big deal, Colin. People can look at us. You don't have to bash them every time they fucking look at us. Goes, fuck this, I'm hungry. So we convinced the taxi driver to stop off at a Subway on the way home. So we pulled over. Colin went in. We were just all waiting in the taxi talking about how loose Kennedy was. Colin walked into the Subway, come in with a footlong, sat down in the back seat, reached over, started bashing the taxi driver with this footlong fucking sandwich, hit him in the head with him and started punching on with the taxi driver. No reason whatsoever. Over the head with a fucking
footlong. Oh, that's interesting.
Mate, Greg Jim, I really want to, I don't know about your character, mate, to keep hanging out with this guy over and over again when you can clearly see he's a fucking nutcase. Why do you keep getting yourself into positions with him?
No, mate, listen, our schoolmates from school, we were like a really close group. Like, there was like...
Oh, so Colin went to school with you.
Yeah. Well, like, all of my mates from high school kind of split year 11 and 12 and went to another school, and we adopted friends from their school, and it was a group of us. So we still get together. Like, we're all going out for dinner tomorrow night, shit like that. But we were really, really close mates. Like, even girlfriends used to, like, if one guy started going out with a chicken, that used to get really intimidated, going, you guys are way too close. Like, you just do everything together. You know what I mean? So we're those kind of guys. So we'd never, ever think, nah, this guy's too much of a loose cannon. We got to fucking get rid of him. It's just shit that he did. But it added entertainment to the week, every single week.
Yeah.
I've got to see a photo. You've got to get a photo of him.
Yeah, I'll send you one. Hey, Jimmy, are you upset or angry or something? Because you've been really quiet.
I got the shits. I'm just having quiet time.
Why have you got the shits?
No, I don't want to go into it.
All right.
He's texting. He's texting.
No, I'm not texting. I refuse to text.
I want to get him. I want to get him angry. I want him to blow his lid.
No, but fuck. No.
Why?
No, I don't want to. That caused more drama. I'm like, fuck.
But
fuck
why drama. Are you angry? I don't understand why you're angry. I don't see what, like, you, are you, like, blowing things out of proportion?
No, I just got a, hypothetically, I got a text from my girlfriend that pissed me off because it was like, I'm taking it, it was designed to piss me off, but I'm probably just reading it wrong, so I'm just waiting to have a chat.
Do you want to elaborate on it or not really?
Oh, no, she just had a go at me because she didn't hear from me for 2 hours.
Well, that's a little bit slow.
Oh, mate.
Why didn't you contact her?
No, well, she's at dinner.
Well, God knows what you could have been doing in that 2 hours, Jimmy.
I'll tell you what I fucking was doing. What? I got home, right? Last time I messaged her was 5:30. Got home at 5:40, put my eggs on. Yeah? Jumped in Valerium, had it on Xavier, jumped on the radio show at 6 o'clock, and it's fucking 8:30 now. And I don't even know how long more we got to do.
Hey, Joey, did Mrs. Huff piss you off?
Yes, she does.
Can you give us an example of a way she's pissed you off?
Ma'am, let's eat some chips. I fucking...
Stop eating chips, Joey.
I walk around constantly annoyed and pissed off at every woman that's ever been in my life except for my mother. But there are various... Jimmy, I can bear... Exact same position as you, Jimmy. Whereas,
no,
like,
if I hate drama, yeah? And I don't do anything to cause it, and I don't do anything to cause fights. I don't do anything fucking wrong. Pretty
but
good.
Girls love drama.
But why?
Can I tell you a way Emma pissed me
off? Is Emma still there?
Yeah, listen. Let me tell you a way she pissed me off, and then she can stick it for all fucking female race out there. And,
Emma, if you stick up for females, I really like you. I'm not going to like you anymore.
All right, this is how...
I don't know what story he's going to tell.
This is how Emma pissed me off the other day. I was on the couch. She got up and went to the kitchen. And I asked her something, a simple question. She didn't answer me. So I asked her a second time, assuming that she mustn't have heard me the first time. And then she answered me by saying, yes! Like, how many times do you have to fucking ask me? And I said, don't fucking answer me like that. You didn't even answer me the first fucking time. How am I supposed to know? I thought you didn't hear me. This started an argument. We got the shits with each other after this. But it's simple little things like that that piss me off that hard, and that's my mood fuck for the rest of the day. All you have to do is answer me the first time, not ignore me the first time, and then think, all right, I'll answer him the second time, and blow his fucking head off.
Emma?
Emma?
Yeah?
Explain yourself.
Sometimes I just don't feel like talking.
Is that your fucking excuse? Is that your excuse?
Sometimes I just don't feel like talking. How about other times when she says half a sentence and she automatically thinks that I should know exactly what she's talking about?
What are you, twins?
She just thinks I'm going to read her fucking mind.
Well, he hasn't got superpowers.
I do. In the sack.
Yeah, you're fucking... Well, your Ventolin's not a superpower, mate. It's only
bullshit. The pillow's my kryptonite.
Righto, Batman. Oh. Basically, I don't like drama. I don't like drama. Very simple. Go to work, come home. Go to the gym, come home. In between there, eat. Then that's it. A little bit of TV, and rest.
I'm a drama-free guy. I'm a very happy person. But the problem with me is I feed off other people's emotions. So if I see someone who's grumpy for no fucking reason whatsoever, but they're just grumpy because they're in a foul mood, pisses me off for the rest of the day.
Yeah, stresses me out.
Huh?
Makes you grumpy.
Makes me grumpy. It just pisses me off. Like, people that get grumpy for no apparent reason whatsoever just shits me to tears. Like, life isn't that bad. You should be happy to be alive.
Hey, I'm exactly like that. Like, people who... There's so much... I think guys that get all messed up with the whole girl drama thing just need to fucking roll a set of nuts.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, I'm 100% like, you know, I'll never ever ditch a mate for a girl. I'll never ever do any of that shit.
Bender.
What?
Need I remind you?
Sorry?
When you first got girlfriend up?
And what happened? Tell me, explain.
You wouldn't... I called you, I counted 40-something times in a row without an answer or a reply.
You called him 40 times? What the fuck
over,
is wrong with you?
Over 2 or 3 months.
Oh, wow.
No, what year was this?
This was the first one.
This is like 2010, 2011, man.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
I'm a grown man. I was 18.
Yes, you're good now. You're good now.
Hey, listen, your first girlfriend always fucks you up. I was with my first missus. My first serious one.
Yeah, it fucks you up, doesn't it?
It does. It fucks you up. And then you learn a lot from that relationship, and then you'll never let a girl walk over you again.
That's exactly right.
Damn straight, Emma. Don't fucking look at me. She knows she's boss.
Hey, is it just me, or do the new iPhone 5 headphones fucking hurt your ears?
How about that for a topic change?
What? Those things don't ever fit my ears anyway, the little white knob things.
Yeah, no, they're...
Fender's little white knob is going to go straight in your ear at Vegas, buddy. Let's go to the next question.
Okay, next question. We'll head to a break first, and we'll be back with a few more questions.
Dan Wilbur and Protein, the world's most potent, fat-shredding, thermogenic protein. It's clinically dosed with CLA, African mango, raspberry ketones, green coffee beans, and green tea extracts. A full-spectrum protein that assists with burning fat, natural water depletion, and it also increases focus and energy with added branched-chain amino acids for anti-catabolism and recovery. Available in 6 delicious flavors and in 2 convenient sizes. Demand it today from your local supplement store. Scoop, shake, and get shredded.
Welcome back to Aussie After Hours Radio. Boys, we've got a few Would You Rathers, and then we're going to wrap up the show. Okay, now, first one. Would you rather be 4'5" or 7'7"?
Stupid question. Go to the next one. That dumb fucking question.
I didn't mean it's bad. Okay, would you rather not have sex with a goat and have everyone think you had sex with a goat, or have sex with a goat but have no one think you had sex with a goat?
Not have sex with a goat and have everyone think you had sex with a goat.
Nah.
Yes, same.
I'd fuck the goat. I'd fuck him good. I'd fuck him proper and none of you guys would know about it. What are you laughing for? You don't know shit.
Exactly.
Maybe you had.
Go. How the fuck would you know? You don't know.
Okay, next one. Would you rather talk like Jar Jar Binks or look like Jar Jar Binks?
I don't know. Ask Jimmy. He looks like him. Next question.
That's the last one.
Good, because they're all shit. Joey, go get your mum.
Yeah, put your mum on.
Wait up.
What's your mum's name?
Louise.
What is
it? No, we'll call her Joey's mum.
No, Mrs. Hey, Bender.
Mrs. Bender?
Yeah.
Mum.
No, call her Louise. She's
You're
Louise.
You're going to be on the radio show, mum.
I'm going to ask her. Can I ask you? Let me ask the first couple of questions.
Rich, she wants to ask you a few questions.
I'm good with mums.
She's here.
Yeah.
Sam.
Hello. Hello, Mrs. Bender.
Mark. Oh, hi, Mark.
how are you going?
Yeah, good.
Good. What would you rather be called, Mrs. Bender or Joey's mum or Louise?
Louise will do.
Okay, Louise. Hi, Louise. Can you just tell us a little bit about Joey and how he was bringing him up as a kid?
Oh, my God, he was the biggest pain you wouldn't believe. Seriously, he was such a great little baby, but he was so difficult. He had the worst temper.
Even as a little kid, he had a temper.
Yes, I remember when he was about 2 years old, he threw a chair at me.
Oh, Jesus.
2 years old. I distinctly remember in Joey saying that he's never been angry at his mother before.
Yeah, he loses it, but he's a good son.
A good son.
How many things has he damaged in the house? Like,
no, he's not done anything like that.
And what about the girlfriend situation? Like when he brings girls home and everything like that. Has there ever been a girl that you've disapproved of?
No, I have to say no.
I'll make her approve them all.
Oh, really?
It's like a rotating door of blonde.
Wow. Is Lucy listening to this?
Oh, don't say the name.
No, well, Lucy's your current girlfriend. We can talk about her.
No names.
No, they're all really nice.
Do you have any questions, Jimmy?
Not off the top of my head, to be honest. I don't want to be rude.
No, it's different when it's just someone's girlfriend.
Hey? Oh, happy if it was your girlfriend, better, but not your mum. I like your mum more than I like you.
Yeah, that sounds
good. I'd like for her to be a regular on the show.
Yeah.
Give us like an embarrassing situation that you've like. Have you ever caught Bender doing something that he shouldn't be doing in front of anybody else? Or he told us that he does a few things in front of the mirror. He only told us on this show tonight. Have you ever caught him doing anything like that before? Or
shut up.
Tell a story.
But there was one funny one. I've got to tell you this. And there's what do you mean? What's this? I have to say that one night. One of Joe's girlfriends was a little bit upset and she was sort of having a little bit of a cry with me, and there was a mirror in front of the room, in the bedroom, and Joe comes in and says, "Oh, what's the problem?" And he's standing behind him, but I looked up near him, he's checking himself out in the mirror. While he's pretending to sort of say, "Yeah, what's up going on?" But he was just doing moves in front of the mirror.
So you're that kind of mum that would where Joey's girlfriends would confide in every time he treated them badly.
Ah, totally. I have heard it all.
I could imagine that happening a lot.
That's funny.
Yeah. But he's fun. He's fun to live with.
I could imagine.
And having a roommate.
And do you trust him with us at Vegas? Do you think that we're going to look after him?
Oh, yeah, totally. Absolutely.
He is going to come back. He is going to come back a changed man. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, just make sure that tattoos are not overly visible.
He's already got a whole armful.
Yeah, visible. She ain't not the hands.
Yeah, not anything dodgy where he'll regret it later.
No, you can trust me, I'm a teacher.
Yeah, Jimmy's a teacher.
Oh, okay.
Responsible teacher.
Mum's a teacher.
Yeah, I'm a teacher too.
There we go. Hitting it off already.
There's four things Joey's going to come back with from Vegas.
Yeah.
One's a tattoo on his face, another one's a missing tooth, another one's a baby, and the last one's a sex change. So all of those things, Joey's going to come back.
I can deal with all of that except the baby.
All right, sweet. Okay, thank you very much for coming on the show, Louise.
No worries, Louise.
That's excellent. Thank you, Louise.
Talk to you next week.
That was good.
Fuck, your mum sounds hot, eh?
Yeah. She's still in the room.
Respect for Gretchen was high and then it just went low. Or maybe higher. Maybe
she
higher.
Awesome.
No, she's a cool mum.
I like her. You know who we're going to get on the show? My dad.
Yeah, we're going to get your dad on the show. Just by looking at him in photos, he looks like I just want him to be on the show. I don't know.
You won't understand a word he fucking says, but it'll still be worth the entertainment. Like, yeah.
It'll be fun.
Let's wrap this shit up. I gotta go home.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a very long episode. I apologise, guys, for the internet troubles and Gretchy dropping his microphone.
I'm not looking for us to forgive you because we're not.
Okay, I don't expect forgiveness. Okay, so this episode of Aussie After Hours is brought to you by Muscle Nutrition. I want to thank the guys there, and for Mark, Gretchy Gretch, Jimmy Sadek, and Joey Bender, we're out.